Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mickey Callaway Report is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. The Mets come home, take on the Marlins this evening. Lopez against Wheeler. The Mets come in 17-20, and their manager joins us now. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
All right, Mick, coming off the trip, how do you feel about the team as you get really about a quarter of the season through? How do you feel about things?
You know what? We're disappointed. We're disappointed as an organization. We're disappointed as a team in the clubhouse, and we know we have to be better. You know, we're going to continue to do everything we can to prep every day and get these guys in a good spot to go out there and win some games. And we know that we have to do better than what we've done.
What do you feel you have to, or what can you shake up or do differently to make this team better?
You know, I think that we have to play our best players and continue to do that. We have to continue to make sure that they're all in a good spot to succeed, of course. And to be quite frank, after this next off day coming up, we have a long stretch of games where we're going to have to balance rest to make sure these guys are productive. And, you know, we might be getting Lowry back at some point. That should help. But we got to run those guys out there. We got J.D. Davis in there today to help bolster our offense. And we got to continue to grind it out, man. We just have to figure out how to win that game, whether it's bunt in a big situation, whether it's hit against the shift, whether it's somebody step up and hit a big homer like Alonzo did the other night. We got to have some people stepping up, and we got to get it done.
That was a very big home run. I mean, Cano got four hits, which was big. You need him to lead, which has to happen. And that was an enormous home run because, I mean, if you drop the whole stretch, you're not 17-20. So that game was pivotal. It really was. That was a big win.
Yeah, it was big, and our young rookie Alonzo, who's an amazing player and an
good
amazing
player.
Guy,
yeah.
Stepped up and got it done that day. Now we got to go out there tonight and get it done again. You know, you just can't do it one game out of four. We got to continue to, be the team that we need to be, and we just haven't been that as of late. Our pitching has been fine lately, and our hitting has kind of taken a nosedive. We got to get it going.
Is Cano healthy? He got hit that time. He was doing well beforehand. He's playing, so he's, you know, it's not an excuse, but is he healthy?
Yeah, he's healthy. He's healthy. You know, he got hit on the hand a couple times. He went through a little lull trying to get that 2,500th hit. He got it and then kind of broke out from there. Had a good couple of at-bats the other day, although he didn't get any hits.
Right.
So I think he's on his way back.
All right. How about Ramos's play?
You know what? I had a long talk with Ramos today. And, he understands that he hasn't been good enough. He
really hasn't. Yesterday. I thought he would have a better start than he's had. He and Cano have both been disappointing. They really have.
Well, you know, Ramos started off really hot and then just hasn't been able to get the ball out in front of the plate. He took the day yesterday, the off day, talked to some of his guys that he's had in the past with hitting. He watched video. And he came in today kind of a new guy. So he's wiping the slate clean. He understands that he's got to catch that ball out in front of the plate to do some damage. You know, he's catching everything back behind the plate and hitting ground balls. And we all know he's not going to beat out a double play. So he's got to catch that ball out in front. So we had a good conversation today. He understands that he needs to be better. I think his catching actually has been a lot better lately since we've been pitching well. He kind of went through a stretch where he didn't catch as well and he was hitting, and now it's kind of been the opposite. It's kind of like our team. So we got to sync everything up. We can't have excuses. We got to go out there and get it done.
I don't mind. I actually like Alonzo 4-2, but what made you prompt the move away from what everybody's doing, putting the slugger in the 2-hole versus now putting him in the 4-hole?
You know, we weren't scoring runs. We needed somebody to drive in somebody when they got on base. And Rosie had been doing a pretty good job of that, so we stuck him in the two hole for a couple games. He continued to hit it, worked out that one game. But we need him to drive in some runs, and it also allows us to not put two lefties in a row where we can go right, left, right,
like
left,
it.
Or left, right,
I agree
left,
with you.
Right.
I agree with you.
And they can't bring in a lefty to face two hitters or three out of four. So I think it helps us out in several ways. You know, the other place you put your best hitter is the four hole, and then we got him there.
I agree. I like it better that way, and I agree left-right with that. You know, and Rosario is getting on base. He's hitting 280. His defense has been the issue, and I wondered, listen, I know he has really been taken by Cano. The one thing about Cano is Cano can play the way he plays, very stylish, very Cano-like, which means he can look like he's not busting it, and he can still do everything. It's how he's played his whole career. He's had a Hall of Fame career. Has Rosario gotten in bad habits defensively that way?
No, not because of Cano. Not at
okay.
all.
Okay.
If anything, Cano gets on him when he's not ready.
Okay, because he obviously his defense hasn't been good.
It hasn't. It needs to be better. You know, we've been working hard on, you know, what we identified at one point was his set up in between pitches. He was late getting his foot down, and it was costing him some.
Okay.
And there was just, he made some errors, and he was paying the price mentally for it. He didn't have a ton of confidence. You know, he'll get better. He was better in spring. He was better last year, and he's got to get better this year.
And his offense has been pretty good. I mean, if he's hitting 280, he's already got 20 RBIs. You got to be happy with that.
That's where Cano's leadership has come in. He's done a great job of helping him out at the plate, understanding what he can and can't hit, how to relax, be who you are, drive the ball the other way, look for the base hit, don't try to do too much. Cano's been wonderful for him in that regard.
And you got to get Conforto going. I mean, we know how much talent he's got. He's got two RBIs in his last 50 at-bats.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we're dealing with right now. We've got, our main guys are struggling, and that makes it hard to win games, and we got to snap out of it. You know, Michael Conforto in the past has carried the team at times. He's been, streaky at times, and we got to get him to be that consistent performer up here at the major league level so he can continue to make us a winning ball club. And Chile's been working hard. He's got some good thoughts, and they've been working diligently every day to do that, and I know Michael wants to be that.
Because of Lowry and Davis and even Frazier, Lowry's coming back soon. You're going to need to vacate third base and put – so does that mean McNeil's just going to play left field every day? Is that the way it's going to work?
Yeah, that's the way it's going to work. We're very pleased with the way he's played.
Oh, you got to play him. You need
field,
him. Yeah.
And he's our best hitter.
So you leave
play,
him in left field.
Left.
Now it's his position, right? That's it. He just plays
exactly.
left field. Okay.
Exactly.
And you'll play the other guys at third base.
Exactly. You know, and I had a conversation with Frazier today. You know, it's been a tough run for Frazier at the plate.
Yep.
He is an unbelievable leader in the clubhouse.
No
on
question.
The bench.
But he's got to hit to play. We know he's a great guy.
He's got
to
hit.
Right. Yeah.
And I kind of had that conversation with him today, and it's going to make it even more challenging for him to get out there consistently when Lowry gets back. And it's just the reality of the situation, and he understands it. And he said, hey, look, I will be the same guy no matter what. So I just want the team to win. So you got, I mean, again, he's being a great leader. That's who he is.
Hey, let's be honest. We know him since I know him since he was in Little League, okay? So
yeah.
The guy's hit a couple hundred home runs. He's been a great player on every team. He's a great guy to have on a team. But he's got to hit the play on his team. He can't carry him.
That's right. You know, and everybody does. You know, if Michael Conforto continues to slump, we got to think about getting somebody else in there. That's what you have to do on a winning team. You know, these guys understand they need to come out of it if they want to continue to play.
Matt, how serious?
You know what? We don't feel it's that serious. Now, we were hoping he could pitch Tuesday. That's not going to happen, so we IL'd him. We're hoping it's going to be soon after that. So we're optimistic that right when that 10 days is up, he's going to be able to get out there and make his start.
Will you give Font another start?
Yes. So Font is going to start Tuesday. I was really pleased with what I saw. This kid threw the ball over the plate. The thing I was impressed with the most that we've been missing, he looked like a big leaguer on the mound. He didn't look nervous. He didn't look, you know, not confident. He went out there, he threw the ball over the plate and lived with the results. And that's what we need. So he deserves to get another start.
Lugo has been very good for you guys of late. He really has done a good job for you.
He has, and I think Gesellman has been coming around lately. So, you know, I'm really pleased with the way both of those guys are throwing the ball. You know what? When we've had leads, we've held them. We just need to get more leads.
Are you okay with Syndergaard, even though the last thought – I mean, the thought before that was great against Cincy, but the last thought wasn't great?
You know, we still need to get some consistency there. I think all of our starters need some consistency, even though they've had a pretty good go of it the last couple times. We've been pitching a lot better. We can still be the best pitching staff in baseball. We expect that out of them. They expect that out of themselves, and the consistency will come. We got to keep on plugging away. You know, the one thing with Syndergaard is we're still searching for his slider, his good 93-mile-per-hour slider that wipes people out. You know, I think the ball being slick at the beginning of the season made him change his grip, and now we're seeing an 89 more slurvy breaking ball out of him. We're searching hard for that hard slider again to make him the dominant pitcher he can be.
I get the idea, and listen, these are the words your general manager used. You guys didn't expect to be a fourth of the season in, be under 500, right? He didn't expect this from this team, right?
Definitely not, and we don't accept it. You know, that's the one thing. You know, I had a long meeting today with Jeff and Brody in my office about what can we do. We've got to do better. You know, I called a meeting when we were on the road with the coaching staff. Like, what can we do better? How can we help these players perform better?
Have you had a lot of chats with the team?
Can.
Have you had a lot?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, we have chats every day, one-on-one, and then we have a meeting before every series where we set that expectation that we got to go out there and win. And it hadn't come to fruition yet. We're disappointed about that, but it's not going to keep us from working, and we're going to address it. We're not sitting idly by just hoping that things are going to change. We're out here working every day. We expect more out of these guys. We expect more out of ourselves, and we're going to get that done.
Do you think you have the team that you thought you had leaving camp?
Do you still think
you have a winning team, or do you think you need help?
Hey, look, I think we have the players that can get it done. We have to do it the right way. We're not the most talented team in the world, no. Do we have players that can win? If we play the game the right way as a team, the sum of our parts is going to be what matters. And if we get these guys playing the way they can go out there and compete for a championship. But we haven't been doing it, and that's why we're hurting right now.
How about Diaz? How about Diaz, Mickey? He's most of the time got the job done. I know he gave up the two homers, but, I mean, he hasn't been the lights-out guy he was. Is anything going on with him?
You know what? You know, I kind of felt that same way that you described that, and then I go look at his numbers.
And they're not bad.
And the kid, he had a 1.9 ERA going to the game the other day. He gave up one more run. He's got a 2. He's got tons of strikeouts. His numbers are great.
But he gave up 3 homers, and he only gave up 5 last year. But he gave up 3 already this year.
That's what we're seeing, and that's what's kind of stunned us so far. Right? Is the homers, and then there are homers that lost the game. That kind of compounds it, makes it look even worse. He's gotten the job done when it's a safe situation, and I have all the faith in the world in him.
Do you feel like you're under the gun yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm always under the gun. I was under the gun the first day I got this job. I understand that. Every manager in baseball is under the gun if they don't win. That's our job, is to create a winning team. I'm going to continue to work as hard as I possibly can every single day. You know, it's something that we all support each other here in this clubhouse, from ownership all the way down, and we're going to continue to work diligently to be the best organization we can in the end.
What would you say to the Met fans right now?
I understand your frustration. Believe me, we're just as frustrated and disappointed as they are. But we're going to get this done. You know, continue to have faith in us like they always have, and you know, stick with us. We're going to get it done.
Thanks, Mickey, very much.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mickey Callaway, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.